T.S. Eliot. American by birth and European by choice, T.S. Eliot is considered one of the greatest 20th century poets. He soon rejected the romantic conventions that had characterized poetry from Wordsworth to Tennyson and the Decadents. With a cosmopolitan culture, he broke away from all canons and evolved a new poetic technique, which he expounded in his criticism. Maintaining that poetry is to be used only as an instrument to express not the poet's own sentiments, but other people's feelings, he advocated the complete objective impersonality of art against the romantic conception of poetic subjectivism. This led him, especially in his earliest works, to avoid the use of the first-person singular and to privilege dramatic monologues and dialogues, or interior monologues, which are in fact dialogues between two halves of the same person. He asserted that poetry must communicate something, even before being understood, first of all through its rhythm and musicality. Some of his best poems are in fact structured as musical pieces. The need to convey an emotion without a direct statement but indirectly, through something suggesting one's own feeling, led him to work out his famous theory of the objective correlative, a term denoting a set of objects, a situation, a chain of events which shall be the formula for that particular emotion. Since the values of society had changed, and especially after the First World War, there seemed to be no more belief in spiritual life, he thought that poetry too had to change and find new expression to describe the emptiness, pessimism, degradation and complexity of the contemporary world. So he advocated a kind of difficult and even obscure poetry. He revalued the importance of tradition, since, he said, past and present coexist in man, and the past is an active part of the present. A poet should, therefore, turn to the past, outside his own country too, and write a sort of universal poetry, drawing from all those experiences that have paved the way for our modern culture. That is why Eliot's poetry is so rich in universal symbols, in quotation from works of the European literary tradition, and in references to ancient rituals, mythical events, and religious allusions. Eliot's poetic production can be divided into two sections. In the early stage of his poetry, Prufrock, Portrait of a Lady, Gerontion, he focuses on the aridity and squalor of our society, including that modern hell which is urban life. Then he reaches a more universal vision of a spiritually dead world in the wasteland, and afterwards in The Hollow Man. The Hollow Man, which depicting a grey, featureless country, peopled by hollow men, continues and further develops the theme of utter destitution and decadence of modern civilization. But it also concludes the first phase of Eliot's poetry, where the voyage within of the spirit goes together with the voyage without in a world dominated by despair. Moreover, this poem paves the way for the second stage of Eliot's poetry, which appears after 1927, the year of his conversion. The most significant and influential poem in the first stage is The Wasteland. Using at times the specific symbolic framework of the medieval Grail legend and inspired by ancient fertility rites, the poem faces two of the main themes already dealt with in the previous works. That is, the meaningful link with the past and the emptiness and sterility of modern life. There is no plot in the poem, but only a sequence of images, sometimes ambiguous, apparently unconnected, and open to various interpretations, but linked to each other by the association of ideas technique. It is fragmentary, and full of sometimes obscure allusions and quotation from various literatures. The poem is divided into five sections of various length. Though self-contained, the five sections made up a whole work, as they all revolve around the same vision of a nightmarish world inhabited by people that are spiritually dead, since their lack of faith has turned their lives into a sterile, arid, and wasteland.